Hey, good morning. Let's b'linether bezus Hashem yisparach. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Ili Nishmas Avi Moriah of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. We are two lines from the bottom on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Rabbi Chanina. Pemutos shel beis Rabbi mutal tatlam b'Shabbos. These menorahs, now it doesn't mean a menorah while it has a candle lit in it, obviously that's muktzah, but a menorah is not considered to be a problem of muktzah. So pamutos shel beis rebbe, these small menorahs, mutal tatlin b'shabbos, you are allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Amali Rabbi Zera, b'nitelam b'yado achas or b'shtei yadayim. Are you talking about a small one that you can carry with one hand? Or like a huge one that would take two hands to carry? Or Malay, ka'osan shel beis avicha, like they have in your father's house, meaning the small ones. But the large ones is called, it's kovea makom. These very large ones, they don't really move them so much on Shabbos. So they're supposed to be left in one place, and therefore they're going to be muktza. That's what we had earlier. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosus disagrees. Medira Maschel Amar the top Tosus. Pirish Hashem Gedolim Oketanim Deisli Chidke. He says a different type of menorah that has the that it's made in parts. So we're afraid you're going to assemble or disassemble them. He has a noob shot in the Gemara. And clearly, we're not talking about carrying the menorah while it's lit. We're talking about after it's extinguished. Va'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kanam Rabbi Chanina Koronos Shel Beis Rebbe. Wagons of the house of Rabbi Mutal Tatlin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. I'm only Rabbi Zera, but you tell him ba'adam echad or b'shnei b'nei adam. Is this a wagon that could be pulled by one person, or even a huge one that can be pulled by two people? I'm only ka'osan shel beis avicha, only one person. Once it's two people, again it's a huge kli, and therefore it would be mukta on Shabbos. Something that's very very large. Generally on Shabbos, they would keep it in one place. They wouldn't move it around, so it would be mukta. And if the third din, v'am Rabbi Avarakana, hitelem Rabbi Chanina lebeis Rebbe, lishtos yayin b'kronos shel nachri b'chosam echad. That Rabbi Chanina allowed the people of the house of Rebbe to drink wine of Yisrael that were carried on wagons of a non-Jew, even though there's maybe a chashash that the guy played around with the wine, right, the guy, there's a problem of stam yenam and of yai nesach, a wine that was supervised by a non-Jew. B'chosam echad, even if you had one seal, usually you need two seals. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. But here they permitted one seal. V'lo yadana, imishim nesav l'karab Eliezer. Why did he permit the wine with only one seal? Is it because he also got Eliezer who said only you only need one seal? E, mishim emsa debay nesia. Or maybe the reason why he permitted the house of Rebbe to drink the wine even with one seal is because he was afraid of the Nasi, that the people that were transporting it, the Nasi was a very powerful person, so we're not afraid that the guy is going to play around with the wine, and they permitted it even with one seal, because in the house of the Nasi, they were scared. So that's why they permitted the house of Beis Rebbe, who was connected to the Nasi. So since it was Mishum Ames and the Bei Nasiya, the non-Jew was afraid of the Nasi. So we're not afraid that he's gonna pour it in front of Avodah Zarah. Tosus points out that even though, no, why wouldn't you say? No, I'm sorry, that's going on the next thing. I apologize. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Okay, now this Mishnah, right, this Mishnah is going to talk about a very important halacha that a lot of people don't really know about. Many people are familiar with Amira La'akam. Amira La'akam means you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Everybody knows that. You're not allowed to tell a guy. That's why people like to hint. Well, hint to the guy. As long as you're not telling him, you're hinting to him. So under certain circumstances, that's okay. However, this Mishnah teaches that there is another Isser, which is called Hanami Meleches Akum, which means that it is forbidden for a Jew to benefit from a malacha that a non-Jew did for a Jew on Shabbos. If a Jew does a malacha specifically for a non-Jew on Shabbos, then it is forbidden for the Jew to benefit from that malacha until after Shabbos, until Shabbos is over. He has to wait until, and not only until Shabbos is over, until the amount of time it would take to do that malacha. He has to wait till after Shabbos. So, let's read the halacha. Says the Mishnah, Nachri shehidlik esaner, mishtamesh laoro Yisrael. If a non-Jew lights a candle, let's say a non-Jewish maid, let's say the non-Jewish maid goes into your den and the lights are off in your den, and the non-Jewish maid or cleaning lady wants to go into the den because she wants to read, so she turns on the light. She turned it on for herself, and she leaves the room. So you're allowed to go into that room, and you're allowed to use the light. Because she did it for herself, you're just benefiting what she did for herself. Ve'im bishvil Yisrael, however, if the cleaning lady does a malacha specifically for a Jew, it is forbidden for a Jew to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. Usser. So even if you hint to the maid, you hint to the cleaning lady to turn on a light for you on Shabbos, if she does it specifically for you, it is forbidden for you to use that light on Shabbos. That's called, even though you didn't tell her to do it, that's called Hanami Melechus Akum. So that's forbidden. Now, in this case, the rabbis did not decree, maybe you'll go ahead and light it. Right? Maybe we should say, even if the guy did it for themselves, you shouldn't be able to use it because we should be afraid. Just like fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat them on Shabbos. We're afraid maybe you'll go pluck them. So why don't you say the same thing over here? So Tosfos says, in Dior Maslo Mishtamish, take a look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'lo gazun Hashem yadlik, kid gazun karakam in the beitza, Paris anoshin, fruit that fall off a tree, Shema yalavi yitlosh, uvamashkin shezavu Shema yischot, right? You're not allowed to squeeze an orange and drink orange juice on Shabbos. So even if juice oozed out of a fruit on its own, you're not allowed to use it. We're afraid you're going to come squeeze it. So he says, deschitot lishem kalam lasos, it's easy to do. And a person likes to eat. It's not so easy to do. People aren't so, you know, it's not that you need the light so much. Food, you need to eat. But the light is not going to be as much. The Gemara is going to give three examples of this. Rashi later on writes that a Jew is allowed to benefit from that light. The amount of time it would take after Shabbos is a benefit. In the case of light, it's obviously just a second. Bechdei sheyasu. Tosfos nirmaslo ve'im. Look at the next Tosfos, halfway down. Avol benachri ha'otzel l'tzorach Yisrael isharis le'asu l'meimar l'anachri l'asus b'shvilo. What's the reason the rabbis forbade you to benefit from malacha that a nachri does for you? Because we're afraid you'll come to ask the nachri to do the malacha. So you're not allowed to benefit from it. It sounds like a gzeira l'gzeira. No, it's all one gzeira. It's all one gzeira. And they're right. So that's the issue. Now, by the way, I hate to forbid things for you, but so let me tell you one of the reasons why Kamenetsky does not read the New York Times on Shabbos morning. Now, maybe you shouldn't read the New York Times ever. Well, I'm not getting into that. But and again, you could ask there's plenty of rabbis that permit this. I'm just giving you an example. And plenty of rabbis that say that Shabbos morning's paper, you're allowed to read. But Kamenetsky does not do it. Or Mordechai Willig holds you're not allowed to read the paper, the New York Times Shabbos morning. Why? We're going to learn in a minute because the New York Times, first of all, happens to be owned by Jews. That's a whole separate problem. The New York Times is owned by Jews. But anyway, so the paper that you're reading Shabbos morning was printed on Friday night. And the New York Times knows that 30% of its readership is Jewish. So they know that they are doing, so that's not called that they print all these extra papers for the Jews. It's not like they're just printing papers and they know that people have subscriptions. Maybe now online is different. Maybe actually online could be better. I don't know. But well, you're not going to read it online anyway, Shabbos morning. But the paper that's printed, they know that they're printing for the Jews. So that's a Jew benefiting from the malacha that the Jew did for a Jew Friday night. The Jewish, the Ox family, I don't know who they are. Anyway, there's the New York Times is published by Jews. But even if it's not published, but who's the one who did the printers, the writers? There's plenty of Jews there working there. So they're doing malacha for Jews, and you're benefiting from it on Shabbos morning. So that's why Mordechai Willer calls you not allowed to read the paper. But I know there's plenty of rabbis that say, nah, what do you mean? They're just producing a million papers. They're not thinking about Jews, non-Jews. They're just writing papers. Whoever subscribed, it's not a problem. Some say it's not a problem. Fine, let's continue. Mila Mayim Lahashkos Behemto. Now, let's say the guy took water out of a pit, on Shabbos. Now, the pits are Rishus HaYachid, and the guy takes that to Rishus Rab. Now, he filled up the pitcher of water because he wants to drink. But now there's leftover water in the pitcher. A Jew is allowed to drink because the guy did it for himself. Mashka Achrav Yisrael. The Jew is allowed to feed that water to his animals. The guy did it for his animals. The Jew is allowed to feed to his animals. V'im Bishvil Yisrael Aser. But if the guy did that malacha for the sake of a Jew, then the Jew is not allowed to benefit from it. And the third case, the Gemara is obviously going to say why we need all three. Asa nachri kevesh leirid bo. Let's say a Jew and a non-Jew are riding in a boat on Shabbos, and the guy builds a ramp from the boat to dry land because he's got to get off the boat. So then a Jew is allowed to use the same ramp. Yoed achav Yisrael. V'im b'shvil Yisrael, but if the ramp was specifically made by a guy for the non-Jew, for the Jew, aser. Ma'aseh b'Rav Gamliel zaken b'shal yibayim b'sfina. A story happened to Rav Gamliel, and the elders were in a boat on Shabbos. V'aser nachri kevesh leirid bo, and a non-Jew made a ramp to leave the boat. V'yard b'Rav Gamliel zakenim, and they followed the non-Jew because the non-Jew did it for himself, and the Jew followed the non-Jew afterwards. So that's the rule. If the housekeeper turns on the light for herself, you can benefit. If the housekeeper turns on the light for you, you have to get out of the room. You're not allowed to benefit from that light. Now, fascinatingly, we're going to learn a little bit. If the housekeeper turns off the light for you, then you are allowed to benefit from that. That's called indirect. This is one of those halachas that people have a lot of trouble figuring out. Why is one indirect and one's direct? So you need to like sit and think about it for a while. But basically, removing light is not a direct, right? Even though it's a direct malacha, but you're benefiting from the absence of light. It's not considered direct. It's not that you're benefiting from the darkness. You are benefiting from the darkness. But they remove the light, so it's indirect hana. The rabbis never decreed about that. So therefore, that would be permissible. For the housekeeper to turn off the light for you on Shabbos, again, you're not allowed to ask her to do it. That's a different problem. That's Amir La'akum. But let's say you hint, oh, it's very light in here. You say, oh, it's very light in here. And she gets the hint and she turns off the light. You're allowed to go to sleep. But if you hint, it's very dark in here and she turns on the light, you're not allowed to benefit from that unless she does it for herself. If she does it for herself, then you are allowed to benefit. But if she does it for you, you're not allowed to benefit. Let's learn the Gemara. It says the word Sricha. Why do we need three cases? The case of the candle, the case of the water, and the case of the ramp. Diashminun ner. If you don't have the case of the candle, mishim diner laechad ner lamea. So you might think the only reason why you're allowed to benefit from a candle that the non-Jew lights is because the exact same candle shines for one person, shines for 100 people. It's the same candle. It's the same enough. Avol mayim. But water, you need extra water for the Jew. So maybe you should make gzeira. You're not allowed to drink the leftover water because maybe we should be worried that the guy is going to fill up extra water for you. And then it's going to be usher. Kamashlan, that we're not worried about that. The kevesh, lamali, why do we have the case of the ramp? Maisa, the Ramliel's kingdom, kamashlan. We wanted to show the story, Ram Gamliel's kingdom, halacha lamaisa, that they actually used the ramp. Tanabana. Nachri shelikeid asavim machil achrav Yisrael. If a guy rips off grass from the ground to feed his animal. So a Jew is allowed to use the leftovers. V'imbishvil Yisrael, aser. But if you did it for somebody, it's aser. Mile mayim lahashkas b'emto, mashkachav Yisrael. Jews allowed to use leftover water. V'imbishvil Yisrael, aser. If he did it specifically for the Jew, it's aser. B'medvar ma'murim. Oh. When do we say that if the guy did it for himself, the Jew is allowed to benefit from the leftovers? She'ein makiro. If they don't know each other, avol makiro aser. But if the Jew and the guy are friends, if they know each other, or it's your housekeeper, then even the leftovers, it sounds like you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, is this really true? Inni, is this really so? Rabbi Chanina, mamin adam behem dol gav asav b'shabbos. A person is allowed to have his animal graze in a grassy field on Shabbos, because the animal's doing it on his own. Avalo agabe mukta b'shabbos. But you're not allowed to put the animal near mukta, because we're afraid you're gonna actively give it to the animal. So wait a minute. So why don't you say this stuff that the guy picked off is mukta? How is it permissible? Answer the Gemara. No. Answer the Gemara. We only permitted it to kaim la ba'apa. Only if you stand in front of the animal, v'oz lehiv achla, and the animal goes and eats on its own. So you're not allowed to actively feed it. It's only if you block the animal from leaving, and then the animal ends up plucking it on its own. That's the only case that it would be permissible. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Bamedvar Mamurim, She'ein Makiro. It's only if you don't know the guy. Aval Makiro Usser. But if you know the guy, then it's aser. Ask the Gemara. Ay, ha Ram Gamliel makira hava. What about the story of Ram Gamliel using the ramp in the boat? If Ram Gamliel and this guy spent a lot of time together in the boat, presumably they knew each other. That's what some say the pshat. Others say the pshat is Ram Gamliel was a very famous guy, so everybody knew him. That's the Ritva says like that. Answer the Gemara. Amr Abai shelo b'fanav haya. That the non-Jew made the ramp not in front of Ram Gamliel. And since it was not in front of him, even though they knew each other, it was okay. That's one answer. Rava Amar afil tam b'fanav ner la'echad ner l'meya. That's also a more lenient case because the very same ramp, you don't have to make more ramp for Ram Gamliel. It's the very same ramp, and that's why it's permissible even though they knew each other. But the where it's not going to be permissible if they know each other is if it's by water case where he's got to do more for you. So then if you know each other, we're chayshish, maybe he's going to add more water for you. Asks the Gemara, Meisi vei, Amal hen Ram Gamliel, Hol v'shelo b'faneinu aso, Nered bo, Asi, see, b'feirish, it's because he didn't do b'fanav, Ema hol v'aso, Nered bo. No, just because he did it, even if it was b'fanav, it's not because he did it shelo b'fanav. He didn't really mean because it's shelo b'fanav. He meant even if it was b'fanav, it would be okay. So long as it was ner le'echad, ner le'meya. Since it's the very same ramp that was for the guy, so the Jews allowed to benefit from it, even if they do know each other. That was the Rava's second answer from before. Says the Gemara, Tashma, coming here, proof to this issue. A Mishnah Machshirin. Ir she Yisrael. So this is the New York Times case. Ir she Yisrael v'nachim darim besocha. If you have a city that Jews and non-Jews live in, v'yisim b'merachatz amarchetzes. B'Shabbos. You have a bathhouse that they're going to heat up the water of the bathhouse on Shabbos. Now, they don't know who's going to walk in. So, im rov, nachrim, if most of the people in the city are non-Jews, mutter lirchotz ba miyad. So then a Jew is permissible to wash this bathhouse right away on Motzei Shabbos, even though he's benefiting from water that was heated up on Shabbos. Im rov, Yisrael, however, if most of the people in the city are Jews, yamdim b'chadesha yechamu chamin. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to warm up the water. Because a Jew is not allowed to benefit, even right after Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from malacha that a Jew did for Jews on Shabbos. So if most of the town is Jews, even though the Jew's not going to benefit from it on Shabbos, but when the guy heated it up, it's considered as if the guy did it for the Jews. So this is a question against Rava, who said that even if they know each other, This is ner la'echa, ner la'meya. It's the same heating up of the bathhouse you got to do for the goyim and the Jews. You're not going to do it extra for the Jews. So it's a question against Rava. And it's also a question against Abaye, who says that a guy who's makir Yisrael, if it's shalom b'farav, it's mutter. What do you mean this was shalom b'farav? Answers the Gemara, hasam ki mechameme adaita deruba mechameme. When over there, when they would heat up the hot water, they would heat it up for the sake of the majority. And since the majority are Jews, the Iker Chil Shabbos was done for them, and that's why the rabbis said you can't benefit from it until the amount of time it takes after Shabbos. But a different malacha that a guy is doing for a Jew, even if he does it for himself, he does it also for a Jew, if the main asiyah is for a guy, so it's mutter. So that's the question with the New York Times. Each paper, each individual paper, the guy knows this paper is going for the Jews. And therefore, Rabbi Mordechai Willig holds it's usher to read the Shabbos paper on Shabbos morning or the Yontif paper on Yontif morning. Tashema, ner hadolak b'mesiba. If you have a candle that's lit in a party, a lot of people are there. Im rov nachum, if most of the people at the party are non-Jews, mutal shtamer, so Jews are allowed to benefit. Im rov Yisrael, usher, mechzal mechza, usher. If it's half and half, it's usher. So this is a question against Rava. Presumably they knew each other. So it sounds like because of, even if they knew each other, it's ner lecha, ner lemea, it should be mutter. Answer the Gemara. Hasam nami, kimadlake, adaita deruba midlake. They're lighting it specifically for the majority. And that's the problem because, and therefore, if the Jews are the majority, so it's a problem. But if the guy was lighting for himself and for a Jew, it's really for himself. And it's ner lech and ner lemea. Even if they know each other, it's going to be mutter. So it's not a kash against Rava. And the Gemara concludes with one final story. Shmuel ikla lebei oven toran. Shmuel went to the house of a Jew by the name of Oven Toran. Asahu nachri. Adlik Shraga, a non-Jew came to the house and he lit a candle for himself. Adjuna Shmuel Ape. Shmuel turned around so as not to benefit from the candle because he thought that the guy lit the candle for Shmuel, for his honor. So it's awesome to benefit. Kevin de Chaza, the Aisei Shtar, the Kakari. But then he saw the guy took out a piece of paper and he was using the candlelight to read the paper, the document. Amar died to the nafshu the adak ahajunilape gabishraga. Once he saw that the guy did it for himself, so then Shmuel was willing to benefit from the candle. So that's the general rule, gentlemen. That's the general rule. If a guy is doing the malacha for himself, then you're allowed to benefit. If the guy is doing malacha for a Jew, you're not allowed to benefit. Even if you recognize him, it's still okay. Ner lecha, ner lemea. But if you're good friends and it's a situation where he's going to do extra for you, that's a problem. That's a problem, according to some. Fine. Perek Kol HaKelim, which is the 17th Perek of Shabbos, goes back to dealing with all the laws of Muktzah. So we spent a lot of time learning the laws of Muktzah earlier in the Masechta. Just like that, we're done with Amir La'akam and we're on to Muktzah. Now, Muktzah already existed in the time of David HaMelech. You may remember there's a Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed where the Gemara talked about how when David HaMelech died on Shabbos, they didn't know how to move him, so they put a loaf of bread on him. So you see the laws of Muktzah were very old. But then in the days of Nehemiah, they added on Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, right? Eitzim Vavanim were probably Muktzah from a long time earlier, but the other Muktzahs happened later. Now, what's the reason for the laws of Muktzah? So, Rashi says, we're afraid you're going to come carry it. Rashi here and Rashi in Beitzah. The Rambam gives three other reasons. That Shabbos shouldn't be like a weekday. You shouldn't just be moving your kelim all day. That they were afraid that you'll carry things and do malachas with them. And three, people who don't work for a living, you have to have something to distinguish Shabbos from the rest of the week. That's the Rambam's three reasons for muktzah, the various categories of muktzah, which we will speak about. Now, there's three types of moving of muktzah. There is tilta litzorech gufo, for the muktzah object itself. Litzorech makomo, you need the spot, but you don't need the thing itself. And mechamel itself, for its protection. So, fine. Says the Mishnah. Call akelim, any vessels that have doors. I don't know, let's say a drawer, like a closet has a door. Like a dresser. So, call akelim nitalin b'shabbos. You are allowed to carry any kind of cabinet or box, shida teva migdol, small box, a large box, vidal so seim iman. You're allowed to carry their doors with them. The doors are considered part of the kli. Aval pishin the sparkle. Even if the door falls off, it's still part of the kli. It's not muktzah. She'ein adom l'dal sabayis. It's not like a door of your house falls off. That becomes muktzah. Lefi she'ein amin amuchan. Your door of a house, that's part of the ground, that's considered to be kark. If the door of your house falls off, it's muktzah. It's not a kli. But a door of a kli is like the kli itself. Notel adam kornes lefatzei aboes ha'agozim. Oh, you're allowed to use a hammer to smash walnuts. Even though you can use a hammer to hammer in nails, a hammer could also be used for walnuts. The Gemara is going to discuss this. This is a classic example of a kli shemalachta le'isser. Kli shemalachta le'isser means a kli that, even if its primary use is isser, it could also be used for heter. And the halach is, kli shemalachta le'isser is allowed to be used litzorech gufo. So if you need it to do a meleches heter, it's permissible. So let's say you want to use a pencil on Shabbos to scratch your back. You see, Kamenetsky doesn't just give you strict. We don't just give you chumras over here. We try to give you kulas also. Are you allowed to use a pencil or a pen to scratch your back? The answer is yes, you are. It's a kli shemalachta le'isser. Kli shemalachta le'isser is mutter to use letzorach gufa as a back scratcher. Technically, it should be mutter, or you want to move a pen because you need the space, you need the area. So since a pencil, yes, 90% of the usage is for an isser. But it could also be used to scratch your back or to do something else like that. So therefore, it should be mutter. That's why a hammer, which is used to hammer and nails, you're allowed to use to open nuts. That's called kli shemalachlis as mutter litzorech gufo. Kardum, you're allowed to take an axe. Now an axe is used to cut down trees. Lachtoch bos advela. So you have these dried figs. So you have an axe. You're allowed to use it to chop up your dried figs. Megera, a saw. Lagor bas agvina, to chop up the cheese. Magrefa, a type of fork. Ligrof bas agrogros, to pick up the dried figs. Esharachas, a shovel. Ves amalgaz, a pitchfork. Lases a love lakatan, to feed a child. Es hakush, certain thing, a vessel used for weaving, spinning thread. Es hakarkar, for weaving. Litchov bo, you want to stab some fruit to eat them with. Machat shel yad, a needle which is used for sewing. Litol bo es hakotz, to take out a thorn that got stuck in your body. Vishel sakayin, and a large needle of a tailor who makes bags. Liftoch bois adeles. If you lost the key, you want to use it to open up the door. So the yesod of this mission is kli shemalachta le'isser is mutter litzorech gufo. Right? Again, if it's something only used for isser, that's like a
like a mukta machmas chisorikis, like a camera, or you know something that you never would use for a regular purpose. So that's mukta. That you can't move at all, even l'tzarku l'tzarmakom. But something that could have some permissible usages also, it's going to be permissible. Says the Gemara. Kol Akelim, Nitalin, V'Aval Bishin Nesparkul B'Shabbos, even if the door of the Kli fell off on Shabbos, V'Lo Mibay B'Chol, and Kavachomer if it broke off during the week, Adarabba, B'Shabbos Mukhanim Al Gabi Avim, B'Chol Ein Mukhanim Al Gabi Avim. If it broke on Shabbos, it should be muktzah because it was nolan. It happened just on Shabbos. Answer the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Hochkamer. No, this is what I meant to say. Yeah, kol akel nitalim b'Shabbos. V'dal zaseh yomar. V'avam yishin esparku b'chol nitalim b'Shabbos. Even if they broke off before Shabbos, nevertheless, they're still considered to be part of the kli, and they are not muktzah on Shabbos. Because they're all considered to be part of the Kli. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Deles shel shida v'shel teva v'shel migdal, notlin, avalo machzirin. You're allowed to take the door of the cabinet off on Shabbos, but you can't put it back on. The Gemara is going to say, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? One or the other. V'shel lul shel tana golem, the door of a chicken coop, which is attached to the ground, lo nitalim lo machzirin. You're not allowed to detach it or attach it. Okay, that we understand. Bishlam shalol shaltan golem kasavar kevin de mechabri ba'ara. Since it's attached to the ground, yesh binyan bekarka v'yesh stira bekarka. So there's building and destroying and something attached to the ground. Ella shal shidvich tev shal migdal. What do you tell me that of a movable object like a closet or a cabinet, which is something that's movable, or a box, you're allowed to take off open the door of a box. You can take it off, but you can't put it back on. So, what's going on? Yesh binyan b'kelim. If you hold that it's forbidden to build kelim, v'yesh stira b'kelim, so there's also yesh stira b'kelim. So you shouldn't be able to take it off either. V'ein stira b'kelim, and if there's no problem of destroying kelim, Ein binyan b'kelim. There should be no problem of building, so why is there a problem to put it back on? Makes no sense. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi, lolum kosava yesh binyan b'kelim v'yesh tir b'kelim. Really, we hold there is a problem of binyan b'kelim. V'shenit luka amar. You're not allowed to take it off. It means if it got taken off by itself, so then you're not allowed to put it back on. Says the Gemara, come on, it's not what it says. Amalei Rava, shtei tshuvas b'dar. I have two problems with this pshat. Chada de nitalin katani. That doesn't say shenitlu. It says you're allowed to take it off. Va'od my aval lo machzirin. But you can't put it on. What do you mean, but? That sounds like you can take it off, but you can't put it back on. So what do you mean? Tell me that it just means if it fell off, you can't put it on. What's the aval? The aval makes no sense. Aval lo machzirin. Elam, a Rava says no. This is the way you read it. Kasavar. Ain binyan b'kelim v'ain stir b'kelim. There's no problem with binyan stir b'kelim. Ugzera shema yiska. So taking it off is mutter because ain binyan b'kelim, there's no gzera. But putting it back on is usser. Why? Even though putting it back on should really be mutter, but we're afraid you're gonna attach it permanently, and then it's gonna be a problem of makib apatish. Then it's gonna be a problem of makib apatish. Yeah. Says the Gemara, no tel adam kornus. You're allowed to take a hammer to smash walnuts. Amar of Yehuda, kornus shel agozim. Lefatzeh abos agozim. You're only allowed to use a hammer designated for walnuts. Its primary use is for food. Don't worry, the Gemara is going to reject this in a minute. Don't get upset with me. Aval shel nafachim, but a hammer used by the blacksmith, lo. You're not allowed to use it to open up the walnuts. Says the Gemara, Kasavar, Davar shemalachta l'iser, afilu l'tzorach gufo aser. So that's Rav Yehuda. Amalei Rabba, what are you talking about? Elameyata, if you're correct, seifa diktani vesarachas vesamalgas lassel v'katan. Look at all the cases the Mishnah brings. These are all kalim that its primary function is for iser. Rachas umalgis mimi yachtele l'katan. Are those things really used for heter? No, they're used for iser. So therefore, Rabba disagrees, and this is what we paskin. Elam a Rabba, kurnus shall not pachim, even a hammer used by a blacksmith. Lefatzeboz gagozim. You are allowed to use them to crack walnuts.
Why is a pencil different from a hammer? If it's pleased with lachle iser,
it's not different. That's why I said a pencil's mutter. It's so they're
we
both
hold like Rabba, you say.
Yeah, that's the way we hold. Elam Arava, Kornitz shall not pachin, lefatzea bohoi gozin, kasavar, davar shemalachta le iser, even if the primary function is iser, letzorech gufo, mutter, it's permissible to be metaltal it, letzorech gufo. This is the way we hold. This is the way we hold that a kli shemalachta leiser, a kli shemalachta leiser is mutter to use it letzach gufa letzach makomo, and that's why I believe that it's mutter to use a pencil or a pen on Shabbos. Sounds like it's taboo. You can't touch it. No, it's a kli shemalachta leiser. So you are allowed to use it. I don't know. Let's say you could use it. You want to use it to you can use a pencil to like stick a shoelace into a shoe or something like that. To scratch your back. What's that?
What about buses with davar aser?
What's buses? What's about you saying? Because of the ink, you want to say The pen is a buses to the ink. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. You want to say the pen is a buses to the ink. I don't know. And the ink, what, that's like Eitz of Avon, and the ink is... I don't know. I'm pretty sure the post can say it's permissible. But I'll check it up just to be sure. You could check me up also. Check me up. The hammer, I'm sure I'm right about. That you're allowed to take a hammer, a regular hammer, and chop and crack up the walnuts. That I'm sure I'm right about. So I think the same thing should be true by a pencil. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Now, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, we're still on at 7:30. I'm going to be away for a week, but I don't know what time the